Today, the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, came to Washington. Ban Ki-moon is South Korean. He has said he was inspired to become a diplomat at age 18 after he won an English competition sponsored by the Red Cross and got to meet President Kennedy at the White House. Well, today, Ban Ki-moon was back at the White House to meet with President Bush. Ban Ki-moon replaced Kofi Annan, who served as Secretary General for 10 years. Mr. Ban was most recently South Korea's foreign minister. He spent many years negotiating with North Korea over its nuclear program. I spoke with Mr. Ban before he met with President Bush today and asked him what was on his agenda.
I'd like to basically discuss on two broad agendas. One is a strong UN-US relationship. Second broad area is, of course, the regional conflict issues. I'd like to discuss with President Bush Darfur crisis, Middle East, and the Iraqi situations.
I'd like to ask you about the recent executions in Iraq, first of Saddam Hussein. It's been, as you know, the longstanding UN position to oppose the death penalty. But after Saddam was executed, you said that capital punishment was the right of individual countries. You didn't initially reiterate the opposition from the UN body to capital punishment. What is your position exactly on the death penalty?
My position on death penalty is clear. I would hope that all member states of the international community should comply with all aspects of international humanitarian law. I would stress that I believe the life is precious and should be respected and protected.
If you look at the executions yesterday, say, of two more Iraqi officials, the hangings, were those hangings wrong? Should they be condemned? Or were those the right of the member state of Iraq to do that?
I have appealed on an urgent basis to Iraqi authorities to postpone such executions. I was also at the same time very much appalled by the manner the execution was carried out on Mr. Saddam Hussein and the other two persons.
You said you were appalled by the manner in which
it
was carried out. You mentioned a number of other topics that you bring to the White House. One you mentioned was Darfur, and I wanted to ask you about that. There have been a lot of promises from the government in Sudan on allowing UN troops to go into Darfur, the numbers that would be allowed, and a lot of promises that have been broken. I wonder how much confidence you have in the good faith of the Sudanese government that it will do what it has said it will do.
As you know, in Addis Ababa, there was an agreement envisaging a three-stage phase for enhancing the peacekeeping operations in Darfur. First of all, we need to prevent further civilian killings. We need to do whatever we can do to provide necessary humanitarian assistance. We need to promote further political dialogue. The three-phased plans are now being discussed and implemented.
There are many, though, who would argue that the Sudanese government has no interest in a diplomatic solution, in anything other than a military solution in Darfur, and that the time for diplomacy is over, has been over for some time.
This time, when I'm going to have a meeting with President Bashir of Sudan, I'm going to make some visible progress. Not the promise.
You expect more than empty promises, you're saying?
Promises have been made many times, and this time we need to have a progress, not the promises.
I'd like to ask you about the North Korean nuclear program. What do you think you might bring to negotiations that others might not?
As a Secretary General of the United Nations, I'll try my best efforts again to help and facilitate the smooth progress of a six-party process. There was an important agreement. A joint statement was adopted September 2005. And I'm more or less optimistic about the prospect of this resolution of North Korean nuclear issue.
What makes you optimistic about progress with North Korea here?
North Korea, even though they had tested nuclear weapons, they said publicly they are committed to denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And there is, again, a joint statement agreed upon among six parties. Now, the other members of the Sikh party should be ready to provide necessary incentives, economic assistance, security assurance, and other diplomatic incentives to North Korea. This may take some time, but at the end, through dialogue, consistent dialogue, I'm confident that we'll be able to resolve this issue.
Would you say that that same optimism holds for nuclear talks on curtailing the program in Iran?
Iranian nuclear issue has much broader and greater implications in the region. I'm deeply concerned about the Iranian government's very defiant refusal to engage in talk and to go ahead with the uranium enrichment process. We sincerely hope and urge Iranian authorities to resolve this issue through dialogue.
Do you understand the skepticism or frustration that many on the outside may feel that the UN passes resolution after resolution and countries pay them no heed?
It is unfortunate and frustrating sometimes that certain member states do not comply with this, and some of the resolutions have not yet been implemented. As Secretary General, again, I will discuss this matter very closely with the member states, but again, I would like to urge all the member states to fully comply with the resolutions.
Mr. Bun, I'm curious to ask you one question on a personal level. You lived in South Korea as a child through the Korean War, mm-hmm. and I'm curious what the results of that might be that you bring to your job at the UN.
Korea, Republic of Korea, can be a good model and examples to many other member states of the United Nations who are still suffering from abject poverty and who are still trying to democratize their countries, whose people are still not fully properly protected in of their human rights. South Korea has risen from debris of Korean War. Now, South Korea is one of the 11th largest world economies, can play a bridge-building role between developing countries and developed countries, and between democratic and countries in transitions. Therefore, my appointment as Secretary General, I sincerely hope, will give some good signs of hope and promise to many member states, people, and government for their future development and for their future prosperity.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. It has been a great pleasure to be with you today.
Ban Ki-moon is the Secretary General of the United Nations, the eighth in its history.